You've got to tune to 90.3 FM KEXP and streaming all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Morgan. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. And I'm very happy to be down in the live room with Mitski. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So glad to have you back.
Yeah. Last time I was solo, this time I have my band with me.
Which I'm very excited about. Would love to hear a couple songs from you.
Sure. I'll be playing I Bet on Losing Dogs and then Francis Forever.
Mitski live on KEXP.
I've been the best I can be.
Mitski live on KEXP. The latest album, Puberty 2, came out last June, one of my favorite albums of 2016.
Oh, thank you.
And playing tonight at the Neptune Theater for the Little Big Show and tomorrow at the Wonderland Ballroom in Portland. And have you been touring straight since Puberty 2 came out last June?
Basically, yeah. I mean, I had breaks here and there because otherwise my body would collapse. But, you know, this is my work. This is what I do, so.
Mm-hmm. And that album was pretty critically acclaimed. Has anything changed for you since the release?
You know, I get that so much because there's been good press, which I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that I'm just on tour. I'm in the van. I go to the show. I play the show. And that's just my life. So all that stuff outside, I kind of don't even really notice it. And my life itself, my personal life, just mm-hmm. hasn't changed. It's just everything around me has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So back in July, you talked about how you didn't really start composing your own songs until college. When did you start learning how to play instruments and how did that happen?
I played piano first. I played piano from, I think it was second grade or something. I took maybe a couple lessons, but mm-hmm. it was mostly that I moved around a lot and my house or new apartment or whatever always had a keyboard and I didn't have any friends. I didn't know the new area, so I would end up just fiddling on the keyboard and that's kind of how I learned how to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in college, I picked up the guitar because I was lugging around my keyboard on the subway in New York and it was just like becoming ridiculous. So I was like, I need a new instrument.
That's not portable.
Yeah. So I switched to a more portable instrument.
Mm-hmm. And when did you make that switch from becoming a music fan to realizing you can start making your own music?
I think it was less of like a, I can make my own music realization and more like I can't do anything else realization. Mm-hmm. I always loved music and I always kind of sang, but I didn't realize it could be a job until I realized I didn't want to do anything else. And so I had to make it my job. I had to make it work. And that's kind of how I made that switch.
Yeah. What are your influences? What were the records that you grew up with that are your seminal records for you?
Well, the thing is, I don't sound like any of my influences. Like my first album I ever bought was Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Mariah Carey's, I think it was the singles album, mm-hmm. and I love her. And MIA and Bjork and just a bunch of artists I don't sound like, but I think I'm drawn to because they do their own thing
mm-hmm.
and they're very independent in kind of their philosophy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, great taste.
Thank you.
Are you working on any new music at the moment?
Well, even if I'm always working on new music, but the thing is, I still have this whole year to tour.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I had new music, I wouldn't be able to put it out for a long while anyway. So.
So no immediate plans for a new record, maybe?
I can't.
No comment?
No comment.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yesterday, a cover of One Direction's Fireproof that you did was released for the first 100 Days compilation.
Yeah.
Why did you pick that song to cover? What does that mean?
I like that song. And, sometimes you hear, usually I don't like covers because if it's a good song and it has good production, then I don't feel like there's a need for a cover.
Mm-hmm.
I think a cover is just saying the same thing over and over again. But with this song, I heard it and I just immediately heard a different version of it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I could actually contribute something by doing a cover of it. I think a lot of One Direction songs, a lot of those pop songs, they're good because the composition is good.
Mm-hmm.
And with a good composition, you can really arrange it in any way and it would still sound good. So mm-hmm. I wanted to show that, I guess.
Well, in my opinion, you did make it sound better.
Thank you.
And I was so excited that you played Francis Forever, that last song that you played, because I really wanted to ask you about the fact that it was covered in one of my favorite cartoons, Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Marceline the Vampire Queen
yes.
covered that. How did that happen? And are you a fan of that show?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think one of the illustrators or storyboarders, I don't actually know the terminology in the animation world, but one of them just, I think they were already listening to my music and they emailed me and they were like, hey, can I use this song?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, it's funny, it wasn't through any like licensing channels. It was just someone from the show emailed me. And it's funny because now people think The fan base is so strong that people identify with the characters as if they were real people. Mm-hmm. So people think like, oh, that song Marceline wrote. And it's like, that Marceline song, you're singing it too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. That's fine. If that keeps the dream alive, then please.
Right.
Yeah, believe that.
You're like, yeah, I'm covering Marceline, the Vampire
Queen.
Yeah. Although it works really well. You play bass, she plays bass.
Yeah.
You both have beautiful voices.
And we're both quite sad and moody. Yeah.
It does work very well.
Yeah, it works very well.
All right. Mitski, thank you so much for being here this afternoon. She's playing tonight at the Neptune Theater for the Little Big Show number 18. We'd love to hear a couple more songs from you.
Thank you. Okay, then I'll do Your Best American Girl and Happy.
Mitski live on KEXP.
I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me.
Mitski live on KEXP.
Happy came to visit me. He bought cookies on the way. I poured him tea. Told me it'll all be okay. Well, I told him I'd do anything to have him stay with me. So he laid me down and I felt happy come inside of me. He laid me down and I felt happy. Go and take the train so I can hear it rumble, one last rumble. And when Go take this heart, I'll make no more use of it when there's no more you.
Mitski live on KEXP. So good. Thank you.
Thank you for having us again.
Yeah. Playing tonight at the Neptune Theater for the Little Big Show number 18 and off to Portland tomorrow night playing at the Wonder Ballroom. The new album Puberty 2 that came out last year. If you have not heard it, I cannot recommend it enough. Please go get it. And if you're able to see Mitski on her run of tour, then I highly recommend seeing her as well. Thank you so much again for stopping by.
Thank you, Morgan.
All right. We'll see you again next time and Okay. Keep it tuned right here to the station where the music matters. 90.3 FM, KEXP, Seattle.